In studio with me is none other than Lisa Lemke, and you've done such a great job with the Northwest Michigan Jesus Ministry. God has blessed you to lead it, and coming up on May 5th is another event. It's the National Day of Prayer Breakfast. So, Lisa, what's going on?
Well, we haven't had it in 2 years, so we're all pretty excited to bring it back. And so May 5th at 7 a.m., we are going to have a breakfast at Bayview Church. The speaker is going to be Brad Dacus, who is a lawyer that fights for Christian rights.
Right. And I like Brad Dacus a lot. I mean, he is cutting-edge stuff. He really confronts a lot of topics with a Judeo-Christian ethic and, of course, unabashedly Christian with what he does, and you can hear it on The Source.
Yes.
That is a program that comes on Saturday afternoons on The Source, and we hope that you check it out from time to time. Brad is really smart, but he has got a great heart, and I'm looking forward to hearing what he has to say.
Me too. I think with where the world is right now and everything that's going on, I think timing, always God's timing is perfect. So
absolutely. Well, the tradition with the National Day of Prayer Breakfast goes way back, doesn't it? I mean, I think that the Northwest Michigan Jesus Ministry actually was birthed from one of those prayer breakfasts. I remember Doug Van Dyke meeting him, and he and I got to know each other, and boy, all of a sudden, things started to really fly in the relationship of building up the Northwest Michigan Jesus Ministry, and there's quite a story behind that.
There is, when we sent out all those videos, thousands of videos, and then I do remember the first breakfast, and it was packed, and we've been doing it, I think, 21 years, Pete?
Yeah, a long time, long time, and really, it's considered to be the discipleship arm of Good News Media, providing ladies' events and, of course, the prayer breakfast, which is so well attended. I think it's just about sold out, but how can somebody find out whether or not that there's a table left?
So just call me. My number is 231-632-6656. So call soon and reserve that table.
So it's going to be held at Bayview Church. Yeah. And I remember there was one that was held there, a couple of them, I think.
Yes, we've had a couple there.
Beautiful facility right there on the bay.
Beautiful.
And looking forward to that. So Dawn Fresh Catering is going to provide the food.
Boy, oh, my goodness, Pete. I just said to Pete, I said, I'm so glad that I don't live by Ebel's because their food is fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to do a buffet breakfast.
Yeah. Well, we had Dawn Fresh do the Sportsman's Banquet. And I'm telling you, we heard so many comments about how good they were and how they do such a fantastic job with it. So we're looking forward to that. But that's not the main issue. The main issue is to come together as believers in Jesus, pray, and to pray a lot. What do you pray about?
You know, we pray for, there will be a time during the breakfast, about 15 or 20 minutes at each table will take time to pray for specific things, whether it's the government, the schools, the churches, and we just take a large amount of time for each of us to pray together as members of Christ, and it's wonderful. I remember the first time I was watching, I wasn't praying at the moment, but I was watching, all their heads were down, and it just was so moving. I'm like, this is a slice of heaven. This is what heaven's going to look like.
Well, I tell you what, the prayer request, the need for prayer is more now than ever before. I mean, I just know that there's so much on the plate. You could probably make it a national day of prayer, all day long prayer time. I mean, you could literally do that because of the way that politics are and the way that our culture is, the war over in Europe. And it's just, there's a lot of concern.
There is.
But, you know, we pray to an almighty God who is in control and that we can find peace, hope, and a refuge in him. And we can trust him. When we come before him, we can trust God.
Yes.
And so doing it corporately, like we're going to be doing it on May 5th, that makes it even more special.
We can do all things through Christ Jesus who gives us strength. And I think it would be a great day for everyone to be there.
Yeah.
Because it's one that you'll remember. And with Brad being the speaker and speaking on what he'll be talking about, I mean, I think it'll be something that people will take away and know and for the rest of their life.
I'm looking forward to that. Brad Dacus, keynote speaker for the National Day of Prayer on May 5th at Bayview Church in Traverse City. And, of course, Brad, very intelligent, very in tune with what's going on around the world. He addresses a lot of topics, both political and non. And he, along with the Pacific Justice Institute, represents a number of different Christian ministries across the nation and around the world as an advocate, legal advocate, also as a spiritual advocate as well. So looking forward to hearing Brad Dacus. And eating some Dawn Fresh catering and praying.
Absolutely.
And praying.
Yes.
Praying is the first,
yes, it is.
First round of
yes,
importance.
Yes, it is.
But thanks so much, Lisa Lemke, for organizing this. Looks like it's going to be a great success.
Thank you, Pete.